Work. All right, Webster's going to leave us in about 15 minutes, and we'll get to the calls that are holding. There's so many other issues I want to get into. I want to go over the decade of tyranny. No doubt, in modern history, the last decade has been an incredible time of corruption. And yes, I know technically the decade isn't over for another year, but the media started the millennium in 2000. They started the new century in 2000. That's like starting 10 at 9 or, you know, 21 at 20. But the point is, the last 10 years has been an incredible time of tyranny, but also a big time of awakening as the global banking empire tries to suck the last juices out of the United States to fund its tyrannical program. All right, Webster, what do you see happening on the military front? I mean, you said war, through proxies, through destabilization campaigns, through funding rebel groups. What do you see domestically happening? Where do you see all this going as they try to tell us we've had a jobless recovery? What do you see happening?
Well, let me cite a couple of predictions coming from others that I think are probably worthy of being considered. Remember the old Able Danger group in the DIA? We had this Colonel Anthony Schaefer, if you remember this. This was Congressman Kurt Weldon, Republican of Pennsylvania, brought out this guy, Colonel Schaefer, and started to talk about Able Danger. And the idea was, of course, that they had identified Atta and company well before 9/11. But they had these post-it notes saying, don't tell the FBI or don't tell anybody about this guy. My view has always been that Able Danger were not hunting for terrorists. They were supervising terrorists. In other words, they were patsy minders, patsy monitors, patsy chaperones. They were making sure that Atta and company kept within the bounds of what they were supposed to do, right, that they attacked, you know, when and what was wanted. Anyway, Colonel Schaefer was on the Jerry Doyle radio talk show yesterday. This guy's a sort of a moderate reactionary to neocon. And Colonel Schaefer basically said, well, you know, we haven't connected the dots again, right? We don't connect the dots. The agencies don't talk to each other. It's all bureaucracy. The usual nonsense, right, to hide the obvious fact that these are protected patsies.
Punish us with more power and funds and get rid of your whole Bill of Rights, slit right. Your wrist, feed the blood directly into our mouths, and maybe we'll save you from the deadly underwear bomber.
Right. So Colonel Schaefer says, I don't think we'll ever wake up until a 10-kiloton bomb goes off in an American city. So that's his view of the years ahead. I would also add, it doesn't have to necessarily be in the U.S., there are some signs that might suggest someplace else. Of course, Europe is always a big field of activity. And if the goal is to get more European troops and more European money for places like Afghanistan, play Europe against Afghanistan and Pakistan, then that's certainly a possibility. As you say, the absurdity of the bureaucratic position is basically the more we fail, the more power we demand. And I would suggest the following. Janet Napolitano, alias Totalitariano, alias Incompetano, she should be fired or she should quit. We don't know whether she's incompetent or whether she's complicit, and we don't want to wait to find out. We want to get her out. Hillary Clinton at the State Department failed to pull the visa for this guy. Should be fired or made to quit. Leon Panetta at the CIA should be fired or made to quit because...
But instead, we reward failure because right. They're really not failing. They pulled off a great false flag.
Let me finish my list. Dennis Blair, the intelligence czar, the head of the National Counterterrorism Center that couldn't get this patsy's name onto the no-fly list, fire him. James Jones, the head of the National Security Council, the overall responsible for all this stuff.
No, we'll punish him with more power. Stay there.
Resigned. And... I have one other. John Brennan, Obama's in-house White House security advisor. Brennan, fire him too.
No. We'll teach him. We'll give him more power. Because they really did a great job. And we're not going to fire them for more drugs being on the street. That's their job.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Here's a headline out of Reuters. You have no idea this is even true. Afghan attacks kills 7 CIA employees, 5 Canadians. And the CIA, Panetta, says that there are plenty of people here who are capable and willing to make sure these people will be avenged. Like all the weddings you bomb, to kill one person, you'll kill 50, 60, 100 plus innocent people. In a country you don't have a declaration of war against, with drones. In our own country, they're arresting U.S. citizens and holding them for years without charging them because they might have known Al-Qaeda. We talked about this yesterday with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I mean, we've got about as many rights in this country as somebody did under Stalin. They're just not out arresting the general public en masse without due process yet. But we're moving towards that. And you know, again, Webster, what is the real war about in Afghanistan? Who are the real players? We know opium production went from all-time lows to now upwards of 90% of opium production, a 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 time, depending on the number, increase. The world's flooded with opium. I mean, is this just a war against any little tribal holdouts that try to sell their own smack, thus cutting into the bank's laundering largesse?
No, it's a war against Pakistan, above all. Pakistan, 160 million people, nuclear weapons, strong ally of China, economic partner of China. has to be destroyed. The importance of Pakistan.
But why did the West help give them the nukes then, their Aga Khan?
It's all, you know, these imperialists weave a complicated web once they get started. But here's the idea. Think of Pakistan as Pipelineistan. Pipelineistan goes from Iran.
No, I mean, you hold Central Asia, as Brzezinski said, you can project power everywhere. But I'm talking about economically right now. Is it the $500 billion in smack leveraged to $5 trillion a year quite a juicy plum?
It is, but this is not the main object as far as I can see. The object is to prevent pipelines from being built from the Iranian oil and natural gas fields across Pakistan, over the Himalayas, near K2, up there, and into China. This would then give China a guaranteed overland route for oil, gas, and other things that would go along with it, rail links and other things, tanker port at Gwadar.
Which would
also
then project their power into the region and not
right, and they
British.
Would begin then to, the magnetism of the Chinese economic dynamism would then begin to really weaken the U.S.-British position in the Middle East. And you'd find people like Saudi Arabia looking to China rather than London and New York.
When we hear British-American, that doesn't mean the average Brit or American's interest. We pay for the private corporate empire. We get nothing out of this.
Right. It means the City of London banks and the Wall Street banks, the usual suspects. Here's the idea, though, that the two ethnic groups that have to be goaded into rebellion, the Pashtuns are on both sides of this border.
So we're in Afghanistan to make sure there's a bigger rebellion in Pakistan, to spread rebellion then into all the surrounding countries and then overthrow them and spread it into the next endlessly.
Right. So the Pashtuns have got to be occupied and antagonized on the Afghan side. And then if they flee to the Pakistani side there, they've got to be attacked by snipers. Again, the Taliban say Blackwater is there massively. There's really no doubt about it, according to The Nation magazine also. You've got Blackwater with snipers, with various sharpshooters and snatch-and-grab kidnapping operations. So if you're a Pashtun, you're going to be driven to rebel. You're going to be driven into the arms of the Taliban. And the same story, they've extended that now into Baluchistan. And Baluchistan is the part that goes over into Iran. So the entire goal of this operation is to promote a civil war inside Pakistan so that it's broken up and these pipelines can never be built and China can never get a guaranteed overland means of getting oil. And that was the main message of Obama's West Point speech. Also notice that now with Obama, we have the new axis of evil, right? The Bush axis of evil was Iraq, Iran, and North Korea way back when. The new axis of evil is now Afghanistan, Pakistan, understood as one thing, Somalia, and Yemen. So we're back to that. New axis of evil, Afpakia, as they call it.
Here's the big question. How is this going to unfold the next year? What is the goal of the Anglo-American global establishment versus what you think they're going to get? And then what is their other goals around the world? How are things going for them? Briefly.
Well, I think the dominant mood in Wall Street and London is desperation. You saw that this large Austrian bank, Hypo Alpe Adria, went bankrupt, 40 billion euros. And now you've got this entire group of countries on the verge of sovereign default. In other words, state bankruptcy. It's the so-called pigs group. Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, Spain. And Greece seems to be the most immediate of that group. So the idea is that the Greeks would try to auction some of their state bonds, and nobody would come. That could happen to the U.S. Right now, the euro, because of these complications, the euro is collapsing faster than the dollar. So the dollar has had a little bit of a reprieve in terms of the value of the dollar, right? The euro has been going down, and that has kind of masked the weakness of the dollar. But, of course, we know over here we've got the commercial real estate crisis. Those, a trillion or more or less $1 trillion of commercial real estate leases and other things that come up, and a lot of that will go into default. So that's going to be another burden on the banking system. Maybe people notice General Motors Acceptance Corporation, GMAC, just got another $3 to $4 billion bailout. And of course, what that involves is DITEC funding, right? DITEC funding is or was GMAC, and they went way into derivatives, and that's what you've got. So the buildup, you know, we're about a month since Dubai blew. And in the months since Dubai, you can see that the rhythm of bank bankruptcies, bank failures, and just general financial turbulence across the world, that has all increased. So I think the depression will get worse. The main goal of the U.S. and the British is to block the peaceful economic development of everybody else. Russia says, let's have the Nord Stream pipeline down the Baltic. Doesn't attack anybody. U.S. and the British say no. They say, let's have the South Stream so you can get natural gas in southern Europe. U.S. and the British say no. And in the meantime, look at China, right? They've got this fantastic high-speed rail from Canton, Guangzhou, up to Wuhan. So it's 1,000 kilometers, about, what, 600 miles?
But we're not allowed to have that here because we have these Malthusian post-industrialists who openly say they want carbon taxes to put us into the Stone Age so they can make us more manageable. They want everyone living in mud huts with loincloths but themselves up in their high-tech palaces. I mean, these are the worst, most greedy control freaks ever known.
Right, and I would suggest We need a stimulus. I mean, the U.S. economy is going to need massive stimulus, but let's make it a real stimulus. Take that Chinese train, which can go, I think it's about 200 miles an hour, thereabouts. We could do better than that. We could get up to 300, maybe 400 miles an hour.
Not allowed to.
With maglev, but we could build a New York to San Francisco transcontinental maglev that would really compete with
no, instead the globalists want to harass people into not traveling. They don't. That's the problem. They want us living in slums while they live in palaces, literally walking on platinum paved streets.
Right, and that of course then poses the question of some kind of independent political organization. If you look at what's happening, the leftists generally were completely duped by Obama in 2007, 2008. And I'm afraid the people going to the Tea Party rallies have now been duped by Dick Armey and the Republicans in Congress, because when these Tea Party people come to Washington, D.C., all they get are corporate, globalist, pro-Federal Reserve Republicans, right? There's no Ron Paul.
That's right. They're told, you defeat the New World Order by the banks ruling everything, and we've got to attack some more brown people. That's how you really rebel. And Obama's not attacking enough countries, and we need more body scanners. And just a year ago, it was, yay, anti-New World Order, down with the private Federal Reserve. Now it's, give the bankers more power, body scan me, I'm conservative.
Yes, and you can see, again, if the Tea Party management had been honest, you would have had Puma Democrats. You could have had conservative Democrats who are anti-Obama. You could have had this entire Ron Paul area of opinion, libertarians, people like this. You could have had some anti-war people. Why not? But no, automatically, they've got to be warmongers and pro-Federal Reserve and essentially, you know, follow the Republican congressional leadership. So a lot of the people who go to the Tea Parties tell themselves that this is not controlled by the Republican Party. But in reality, it seems to be pretty much controlled.
Well, Webster, In closing, I want you to have a great 2010. Do you not agree with me, though? I want to see if you do. I have no idea. If the worm is turning, the pendulum is beginning to stop and go back in our direction towards liberty, freedom. It's always darkest before the dawn, but I really do see that there is a mass awakening, and even if they try to hijack the resistance, that works for a shorter and shorter periods. Now, and that the jig really is up, and that we are on the edge of massive change, and that all of us being involved now can really have a chance in shaping the future destiny of humanity.
Yes, I would agree with that. I mean, certainly, if you look just at this narrow question of false flag terrorism, this is wearing very thin. In other words, I think for a lot of people, the idea that the famous now Umar Farouk Mutalab, that this character is somebody on a mission. In other words, he is a protected patsy.
And we've got scores of mainstream news articles now saying, why is the
government
lying?
Fairly obvious now for a lot of people. Yeah. But here's the thing. What you see again with, you know, the Obama campaign in one way, and now the takeover of the Tea Parties by the Republicans, if you don't have some independent form of organization, you will fall prey and you will be used by the other gang. How about the Republicans in 2012, a Petraeus, General Petraeus, Mitt Romney ticket? I think if we don't do something organizationally, we're going to be faced with General
Petraeus. I agree.
Petraeus.
Webster, great job. We will see you next year, my friend. Well, you know what? Come back and talk about Petraeus. That's
happy
important.
Happy New Year to all.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Quick, because I said I was going to get into Jesse Ventura's new TV show, the most incredible episode I've ever seen. I'm still trying to digest it. Most incredible episode. That's coming up. World population reduction, the Malthusian eugenics mindset of the world's ruling elite. Tarpley, as a historian, can back that up as well. Got some clips of that coming up. I said I would do the decade of tyranny in review. We're going to do that. But Webster dropped this bombshell about how in the off-year elections next year and then 2 years out from that, 3 years, yeah, you're going to get exactly a general Petraeus, not Petraeus, total globalist neocon built up as this fake hero, along with a Mitt Romney. And remember, they represent the people that staged the big 9/11 attacks. They're going to come in, and there will be such conservative mainline rebellion against Obama and his communist colorations, which are just foundation fronts. You know, Hillary's as communist as it's a complete joke. And all of this is going on. And yes, you think Obama's bad? It's going to accelerate under the next right wing person who's not going to be right wing at all. They're going to be a globalist. Webster, finish up with that.
Well, again, the challenge is that if we don't want to be used by somebody, you've got to have some form of independent organization and some form of economic program. Now,
the leftists are run by the foundations. All the right wingers are run by the big foundations.
You have Scylla and Charybdis, right? The two things you want to avoid: monetarism, in other words, this Milton Friedman economics on the one side, and Malthusianism on the other. The green, extreme ecological global warming. But now it's likely that the Democrats will lose at least one house of Congress, maybe both, in 2010.
And Petraeus comes in, they stage a nuke attack, military dictatorship set up. We know the Pentagon's been selling that forever.
Right. So the idea is that divided government would be a blessing. In other words, that's the one remedy in this system. We need gridlock. We need divided government. Let them fight each other to a standstill. But then for 2012, the Republicans, I don't think any of these existing Republicans could be taken seriously. So therefore, I think General Petraeus coming in as a war hero. Now, we've seen that before, right, from George Washington to General Eisenhower. In retrospect, General Eisenhower was a tremendously good president. Look at what he did, the Interstate Highway System and the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Think of those. Those are tremendous achievements. With Petraeus, this would be, well, Bonapartism. In other words, government by military.
Hitler.
Not Hitler. Von Hindenburg.
Well, Hitler was a military.
Right. Not quite. You're not there yet because there's no mass movement yet. It would be growing. The difference would be von Hindenburg. Von Hindenburg is the hero of World War One, more or less, and he becomes the president of the Weimar Republic. And it's under his leadership that you get this extreme austerity. You get, in the case of von Hindenburg, the Brüning government, right, of 1930 to 1932, where they take away your unemployment insurance just at the moment when you have the highest unemployment that there's ever been. So von Hindenburg, I think, would be what Petraeus would do. And then the dimension beyond that gets us to something more like an actual Nazi movement, right, with all the overtones that would probably have here in terms of white supremacy and all sorts of other stuff, right? Violence in the streets, right? Assault sections, Sturmabteilung.
Well, no, I mean, it's just like Petraeus would be able to attack conservatives and libertarians, and they would say, oh, I'm turning my guns in. It's to the general. He's conservative. And it's just like with left cover, Obama can start new wars, cut people's health care, and be praised as a loving commie. I mean, I would see under Petraeus them. We know that Tommy Franks was on the payroll to go around and give speeches saying, gee, I don't like it, but it's what we need. One more big terror attack. Military dictatorship is what the people want. So we know that's what they've been selling. And yeah, Petraeus is just an absolute weasel demon.
So I think that Petraeus and then, of course, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, the hedge fund hyena, the asset stripper, the agent of Wall Street, who would take the economic side of it. And this would be a government that would not really lean on the Republican Party, which I think is in the process of disintegrating. It would be a government that would lean more explicitly on the army and military, the police
force. Which is what the RAND Corporation and the big think tanks have already been setting up through Northcom. Webster, again, I'll see you in 2010. All four of your great books that are in print are sold at Infowars.com. tarpley.com. People can see your new updated site at tarpley.net. Say hi to the wife and family. God bless you, Webster. Happy
New
Year.
Same to you, Alex. Happy New Year.
You bet. We're going to come back and blitz through the decade of tyranny. Hopefully the decade of liberty is coming.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen A Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hard to believe it is the last 26 minutes of radio that I'll be doing in 2009. I had quite the rant in the first hour. That's coming up in the rebroadcast if you missed it, where I laid out the cost and what we really face as a society. All right, I want to get a little bit more into Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory TV show because it continues to amaze me what they're letting on television, and I still haven't gotten my mind around how this is on TV. Last night was so groundbreaking. They've exposed the whole Big Brother system, that global warming's a plan to shut down society and to rob the population for world government completely, our side of the story, which is the truth. Last night's How the Elite Are Poisoning Your Food, Your Water, Your Vaccines. Again, I recommended Estelin. I recommended Dr. Monteith. I also recommended Lebo. I'm surprised she came up to the U.S. because she really did leave the U.S. She really thought this year was going to be the year. I saw it more as a drill with the vaccines to get everybody ready to go under federal control. And, of course, there are debilitating things in the vaccines. That way people don't rise up and rebel. Jesse's like, well, if you do this, everybody starts dropping dead, they'll get mad. Not if it's soft kill. Not if it causes something debilitating that takes time. I thought it was a great program, but what was perfect was the global warming. But this is just so incredible to have this on air. It makes my head spin. That's coming up. I want to go over the Decade of Tyranny, an article by Alex Jones, Steve Watson, and Paul Watson. There's been a loss of basic freedoms, has spurred a mass awakening. Next decade will be defined by the restoration of our liberties. Yeah, more than that, I think it's going to be defined by the Great Awakening, and in the next decade will be the decision on the true future of humanity. But during the first 9 years of the new millennium, we have been witness to a rapid erosion of freedom. Our basic liberties have been systematically deteriorating and diluted by a vast expansion of coordinated global tyranny. The decade is not over yet. There is still another year to go. However, given the mainstream media is obsessively compiling its own decades list, we felt it necessary to draw up our own and highlight the major events that have shaped the world we now live in and the future we face. Yeah, it's just been a decade of lies where they say the decade's over when there's a whole other year coming up. Just like they started the century a year early, the millennium a year early, the decade a year early. It's a joke. It is important to stress the fact that while we have indeed experienced a decade of tyranny, we have also seen a mass awakening, an expansion of knowledge, and an exponential increase in opposition to the agenda we have come to know as the New World Order. Here is a chronological order following PrisonPlanet.com's defining moments of the decade. And, of course, there have been countless others. Sunday and into next week, we'll talk about what you think the biggest stories, both overreported, underreported, were, and what you think will happen in the next decade. That's coming up next week. 2001, 9/11. 9/11 was a precursor for everything that followed during the decade of tyranny. The immediate invasion of Afghanistan saw the U.S. go to war without formal declaration. The passage of the USA Patriot Act overnight, with members of Congress not even being afforded time to read it, paved the way for a decade of freedom-stripping government legislation that had nothing to do with even fighting the imaginary terror. The expansion of the phony war on terror as justification for big government, a domestic police state, and an interventionist foreign policy also stemmed directly from 9/11. We've now discovered under Homeland Security, the MIAC reports, and others that say this real system was set up for the American people. They know they're criminal. They know they're a bunch of crooks taking over. Over the past decade, we have ceaselessly exposed the lies behind 9/11. We have seen the 9/11 truth movement blossom from efforts by a select few individuals, myself who kicked it all off, to encompass the work of thousands, if not millions. While there is no doubt 9/11 is the decade of tyranny's defining moment, exposing the truth behind it has also led to an equally influential awakening that is still ongoing. I would say accelerating. 2002, the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. The fallout of 9/11 led to the realignment of power in the U.S., with the shadow government stepping out of the open and implementing elements of a long-term agenda to subvert constitutional freedom and bring the states under total federal control. After the passage of the Patriot Act in late 2001, the next major step towards tyranny came with the expansion of federal government through the creation of DHS. The DHS has played the role of the domestic police state enforcer agency, encompassing every major law enforcement agency in the nation and 30-plus other federal agencies under one single office, now being handed over to international Interpol control and under the Israelis as well. With multiple subsequent reports and video productions fingering the American people as potential terrorists, the Orwellian titled agency has proven to have nothing to do with security and everything to do with limiting the freedoms of the people all over the country and securing the banking takeover that was to come. 2003 invasion of Iraq, the move to start the dominoes for World War III. In March of 2003, the invasion of Iraq was a war based on a mountain of lies and deceit, and yet, at the time, the public swallowed the propaganda with wanton bloodlust, the constant invocation of the link between 9/11 and Saddam Hussein was repeatedly debunked before the war even began and after the invasion, but of course the war was set. The invasion was an illegal attack based on a wholly contrived pretext, and the war was not approved by Congress. This set of precedent for unconstitutional global preemptive strikes in the name of the war on terror conservative estimates put the death toll and the result of the invasion around 655,000, but this number is far higher when the previous year's sanctions are taken into account. Upon U.S. occupation of the country, Iraq was turned into one giant gulag with hundreds of thousands detained and held in internment camps for the most menial offenses. Yeah, the real number is about 1.5 million dead. The occupation of Iraq provided the opportunity to build hundreds of military bases to be used to launch pad for future preemptive wars in the key geopolitical region of the Middle East. The Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal, of course, also came out. The Army's own report admitting children were raped in front of their parents at other camps. People were tortured to death for fake confessions. It was also meant to test U.S. forces and find people who liked torture, who could be moved then to be commanders of black sites all over the world. Now rendition has been expanded under Obama, I would add. Of course, all the famous things that happened there. Hurricane Katrina fallout, where FEMA ordered a stand down and that no aid be delivered, so that FEMA could then claim that they'd screwed up and needed even more unlimited power and control and funding. And so that's really what went on there with Katrina. We had the liquid bomb scams of 2006, which led to tighter restrictions on airlines. Now we've had the underwear bomber to be used as the same. Now the TSA announces they're going on the streets, the buses, the trains of America, federalizing your police, training you that you have less rights than someone in Stalinist Russia. 2007, the rise of the Ron Paul Revolution, the rise of the resistance. People begin to learn the Federal Reserve is the real government and is truly running the society. 2008, the bankers carry out the banking heist. The central banks that own the U.S. government set the course for the most egregious looting of American public in history with the passage of the TARP bailout legislation. And of course, we could have the Animal ID, Premises ID Act taking over the farms, the ranches, the threat integration centers being set up. The bailout merely increased the severity of the financial downturn and allowed the same elite to exploit the crisis in the pretext of centralizing control of the world economic system and creating a new world order and a single global currency under the SDRs. Henry Paulson was the chief architect of the bailout and the man who committed the financial terrorism by threatening Congress with martial law and food riots. Give folks a close shot of this. That they didn't pass the initial TARP package, brazenly pocketed $200 million in Goldman Sachs profits tax-free for himself, while handing out billions in ill-gotten gains to bankster buddies as after he pulled a bait and switch by changing the entire focus of the bailout from buying up toxic debt to giving money directly to financial institutions. Over $24 trillion. Watson has a low number. It's $23.7 trillion and then another $5 trillion or $4.5 trillion. Acceleration of world government in 2009. 2009 represents the year that the agenda for world government was both openly announced and the acceleration of its implementation of reached breakneck speed as globalists exploited both the engineered financial crisis and the contrived global warming scam to move to finalize total dictatorial control over the planet. In October, New York Times editorial, We Can Do It, Ban Ki-moon wrote that the efforts to impose restrictions on CO2 emissions must include an equitable global governance structure. The new EU president, Herman Van Rompuy, said in a December press conference that the Copenhagen conference was the first step towards global government management of our planet. Similarly, Al Gore, in a speech earlier this year, said that attempts to regulate CO2 emissions would be driven through global governance and global agreements. Although it failed to ram through a large portion of the global government agenda, the Copenhagen Agreement laid out the foundation for the introduction of a global transaction tax to be paid to private banks. But again, it was a huge victory, the equivalent of Washington at Trenton, when we defeated the Maine conference and when those emails got leaked. So major victory, showing people we can have victories. Ahead, we see the decade of freedom. The battle between tyranny and freedom is a long-term game of brinksmanship. However, as we move into 2010, we are reaching a critical time in modern history. Humanity must decide whether to engage in battle for freedom or accept the future under the rule of tyranny. And it's got a bibliography at the bottom of all the documentation. And I kind of hurried through that. I'm not a very good news reader. 3.5 hours into the show, I get a bit tired. But We'll have your decade of tyranny in review, but also your decade of awakening. Next week, a lot of open phones and some other very informative guests. I'm going to try to review last night's show with Ventura. I noticed when I took calls, almost every call brought up the TV show. And callers brought up how almost every call on C-SPAN is talking about the New World Order, stage terror, left-right paradigm, the awakening. I mean, it's the globalists are going to strike back, though. I really do think they're going to nuke cities. They're going to do, I mean, you thought 9/11 was big. This underwear bomber stuff is just a test. Folks, we better expose these terrorists. We better expose these foreign bankers, or it's just, and all of you fools serving the system, you better grow up. I mean, this is, we've got Hillary Clinton's own treatise where she admits she loves communism and covertly taking over the government. The bankers fund the communists. They tell you when they rob you at gunpoint and put you in a labor camp that it's for the people. It's slavery. It has nothing to do with that, you foolish leftists. And all you right-wingers that think war and tyranny and checkpoints are conservative, wake up, morons! You're controlled by the left-right paradigm. And if you don't wake up now and say no to all of this, corporatism, crony capitalism, monopoly capitalism, the police state, big government, corporate welfare, all of it, and if you leftists don't figure out that any big government program is going to be a ripoff, don't you understand that? Of course the banker bailout was a ripoff. Of course the health care plan they haven't passed yet is a ripoff. Of course the left is freaking out now. You thought you were going to get to rob some rich people. The rich people wrote the stinking thing. They run the government. They're going to be taking more out of your blue-collar paycheck, you fool. How is this being allowed to air? Because everybody's waking up to the New World Order. They put it in an entertainment format. And the establishment just thinks it'll further condition people. That's even what Ventura thinks. But it's waking people up. You have an open discussion of world government, an open discussion of how they plan to exterminate you. I can't believe this aired last night. Again, I recommended Monteith, all the major people interviewed here. I knew they were preparing for martial law earlier in the year. But we always stop them from fully implementing. So they got their vaccine billions made. They're fear-mongering through. We knew they were getting ready for flu hype in January. I went on air and said, look for something big with the flu. I don't know if it's going to be as big as the feds are teaching local counties. They're saying millions dead per state. That's probably bull. But what is in the vaccine, we've proven, does debilitate people as part of a soft kill program and does debilitate you over time. That's the only part I disagree with is with Dr. Labo. She says, oh, yes, it'll kill a bunch of people in the open. There'll be a rebellion. And I told her on air months ago, I said, no, you watch. It's going to be debilitating over a long period of time. Sure, some will die and some have and some will get sick. So that's the only part of the show I don't like. But overall, she did a great job in it as well. But I think that's the one that I recommended. Dr. Monteith, I recommended. I was the main consultant on this show. It's just a great program, and I'm really honored to be involved with it. Let's go to one of the clips now. Go ahead and roll this clip.
Alex Jones is a leading conspiracy expert and Bilderberg foe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here in Canada today to stand up against the Bilderberg group that is attempting to get rid of the sovereignty of the United States.
And he's definitely made his presence known at the Bilderberg meetings.
We're not your slaves! We don't belong to you!
Your new world order will fall.
Jones adds a terrifying twist to the investigation.
Alex, why are we meeting here?
Because the information I wanted to talk to you about is important, and I wanted to talk to you privately.
Well, this is certainly private. What do you got for me?
The big kahuna.
Which is?
It's the science of controlling populations and controlling information and becoming the map makers of the mind. They lay out through the culture, through their different media arms, the system and the direction they want to go. So basically, the Bilderberg Group meeting is like a massive mafia commission meeting. They're already running their different enterprises. They're now meeting once a year to make major decisions or to tweak or change their overall program.
So it's basically like the Godfather.
Yes.
The big scene in The Godfather,
yes,
where all the leaders of the families were brought together. There was a problem, and they solved it that day if we go to the movies.
That's right? Exactly. They operate by covert means, and the policy is a planetary government to carry out the extermination, the murder of at least 80% of the world's population. And they're on record saying they're doing it. They're so arrogant, they think the public's too stupid to find out what they're doing. They want you dead, Governor.
Why?
It is the elite trying to get a hedge on the future. Total control freaks wanting to control mankind's destiny and only let their blood and their elite families go forward into the future with the life extension technologies.
Jones is only the latest authority to say the elitists want to get the population down to a so-called manageable level. He's the first to give a hint of how they might do it.
That's the debate happening right now while we sit here talking. Are they going to go with soft kill in the water, or do they go ahead and go with the hardcore mega death, mega kill, and kill 4.5 billion people at least?
This is way more urgent than I even thought. I talked to Alex Jones, and he told me one of the main objectives of the Bilderbergs, get this, depopulation of the world, cutting down the masses.
And how does he say they're going to do it?
All right.
Get information.
We'll be right back.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man. To be the sad man.
I just want to promise the listeners that in the next year, you're going to see an even greater commitment from me to be more focused, more professional, more serious, more effective against the New World Order. That's not saying we haven't done a great job in the last year. I want to salute my crew for the fabulous job they've done. And I want to salute all of you, the listeners, for spreading the word about the radio show, the free podcast, the films, everything. We are having a great effect. You're not going to defeat this tyranny overnight, but we are becoming the mainstream. And the system is in trouble, and everyone worldwide is sick of the offshore corporations robbing everyone. And so they're setting up a UN with a world government and a world army to make everyone do what they want so they can carry out illegitimate crimes against us and sterilize us. And people aren't putting up with it. That's why suddenly there's magazines and articles everywhere I go. Oh, everyone's getting sterilized. We don't know why. It's so wonderful. Oh, the fertility's falling. It's so good. Oh, one-child policies. Even if you can have a kid, we should tax you if you do and not let you have more than one. This stuff's real, people. And if you've been in denial out there and laughed at us 5 years ago talking about world government, you've now heard it on the news. There's no more time to suck your thumb and play games. Look at Monteef talking to him on the Ventura Show. Here's a clip. It's all up on Infowars.com. You want to watch the whole thing. Here it is.
Now, one of those sources has summoned the governor. Alex Jones says he knows how they plan to depopulate.
Alex, you sounded urgent.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions, that this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo.
Okay.
She doesn't live inside the
so
United
that's
States,
a little forte. There's a lot of these clips. Here's another random clip. Let's go to clip three. I think this is Monteef, but whatever. You can watch it on True TV. It'll re-air next week before the latest episode, 8 p.m. channel, well, at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, whatever your channel is. And here's another clip. Oh, just go ahead and play it then. Hell.
We're almost.
Doctor, how can you say this stuff?
Let me tell you a story. In 2003, I had a patient in my drug-free medical practice who was a head of state. And one day, she said, you know, it's almost time for the great culling to begin.
The what?
That's what I said. The what? She said, the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, when you thin the herd. I said, what are you talking about? She said, it's almost time for the useless eaters to be culled. And she said, those are the people who are consuming our non-renewable natural resources. I said, who are the people who make
the
this decision?
Few.
She said, we, the aristocrats.
This person you talk to, you're bound because you're a physician and there's the relationship that you can't talk. Is this person a member of the Bilderbergs?
She is not Queen Beatrice. She is not the Queen of England. She is not Henry Kissinger. But she certainly presented herself as a member of that power elite, and she certainly was a head of state. Now, the Bilderbergers are much talked about.
Folks, we're out of time. Happy New Year. Let's stand up for humanity. Let's wake up. Let's take action. Retransmission starts now. See you 2010.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.